Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees, Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And we want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. We have got one of the most awesome shows on tap for tonight. One of the reasons is we've got a couple of really fun and interesting things going on tonight.
I know, right?
One of the more exciting things we've done in a while is we actually have a guest psychic reader medium on tonight. Her name is Celtic Cammy, and she is an amazing reader, and even more unusual for most of our listeners is she has had the opportunity to have her lineage traced all the way back through DNA testing. And she goes all the way, and I'm not going to kind of reveal, I'm going to let her reveal what she wants to talk about, but she'll
okay.
be calling in just a few minutes here. And so we're going to talk to her tonight, and I think our listeners are really going to enjoy what she has to say. She offers a little different perspective than what you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons, you know, I know a lot of people have said to me, you know, can I talk about, you know, a lot of times we've had guests on and they always say, can we talk about, you know, what we do and how we do it?
Right.
And I always say yes, because different perspectives from different people is exactly that. You know, we all know what we do and how we do it because
mm-hmm.
what we do, it's our faith, it's how we practice. Sometimes it's interesting to hear different points of view and different perspectives, because ultimately what I find is almost everybody comes full circle. Like, they may not
right.
believe in the same name God or Jesus,
mm-hmm.
but they believe in the divine, or they
right.
believe in one, you know, the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's always interesting to hear those different perspectives, and she's a wonderful, delightful person.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I've always been very attracted to the whole Celtic thing.
Well,
why? I have no idea.
Well, I was going to ask her about that tonight, since
yes.
she's going to be calling in, because that might be very interesting.
It would be interesting, because I've always had, you know, Celtic rings, Celtic jewelry, Celtic
yes,
everything.
You're very
and I'm always
drawn to it.
Drawn to it, but I don't have any Celtic Miss, well, in my background.
Might, actually, and that would be very interesting to have her speak with you tonight, because there obviously is a reason and a draw for this.
Right.
And, what I can tell you about Celtic Cami is her roots go all the way back to the Sans people, which is really kind of neat in South Africa. So,
neat.
Or I think it's called the San people. Which and
San, S-A-N or Sand?
S-A-N.
S-A-N, okay.
Yeah. So it'll be really interesting. And also tonight, because, you know, as we know, we did have some technical difficulty last week.
We
with
did.
Our interview with,
and it was such a great interview.
Oh, with Kenneth Dittman from Park & Second Antiques over in Sanford, Florida. And he actually did a wonderful job. And we have the results of our what I call psychic spidey senses when we went to the estate sale and how we did at that. So that's going to be on tonight as well. So we have a really good night up ahead. And it's going to be a lot.
Plus all your readings that you're going
to
do.
I know. We're still going to be doing mini angel readings tonight, and I urge everyone who wants to get one to please call in, because I promise you, you know, you're going to get some good readings tonight. And the number to call in if you'd like to get a mini angel reading is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And so it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
One of the first things that I'd really like to do is I know we've got a caller. I'm going to the first caller we're going to be taking tonight after we bring on Celtic Cami is from the 847 area code. So I'm going to have you just kind of stay in the queue there a minute. Just know that you will be the first caller that we bring on. But without further ado, I'd like to go ahead and bring on Celtic Cami now. So hopefully let me try and connect with her. Hi, is this Celtic Cami?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so pleased that you could be with us tonight. You know, and I'm going to give just a little bit of history about you, if I may.
Yes, of course.
I know that you were born in South Africa, and you said that your parents and grandparents came from kind of different corners of the globe. Your mother was born in Scotland, correct?
My parents were born in South Africa, but my grandparents were all born overseas, yes.
Ah, okay. All right. Great. And so your two other grandparents were also of Celtic background through New Zealand. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. One of the things that I think I would love for you to do, and I don't want you to hold anything back, is to just kind of talk to people a little bit about what you do. You do readings. You're very blessed in the art of healing. You also do, you're a medium, correct?
Yes, I am.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and about your lineage.
Okay, well, my gifts are descended through many, many generations on my mother's side and on my father's side. Both my grandmothers were very gifted. My one grandmother was a healer, and my other grandmother was gifted in her psychic and mediumship abilities. So I got my gifts from a long time ago. On my father's side, a while back, I was looking for the obituary of my grandmother because I could remember the month she was born, but not the date, or died, but not the date. And I found out there was a man looking for her descendants. And I called him up and I asked him why he was looking for us. And he said he wanted us to be tested for some gene. And I asked him, you know, why is he wanting us to be tested for this gene? And he said, because my grandmother's lineage goes as far back as the San people. Now, the San people are the desert people of southern Africa. And they are reputed to be like 20,000 years old.
Wow. If I'm correct, I think that the San people are one of just 14 known ancestral population clusters that all modern human descendants came from.
Yes, it is, yes. And I was very surprised to realize that my grandmother, because she wasn't born in South Africa, that my grandmother was descended from those people.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing because we all
had to come from someone. That's why I always kind of laugh a little when somebody says, oh, well, I'm from here, I'm from there. Actually, we're all from somewhere, and we've all trickled down. And here in America particularly, we're just a huge melting pot. No one started out in the United States, right? So,
no.
And I think you're calling in tonight, I believe, from Canada. Is that correct?
Yes, I live in Canada.
How do you like it there in Canada?
I love it, except for the weather. I really don't like the cold weather.
Yeah, I know.
But I love Canada. Canada's amazing. It's beautiful, it's free, and it's everything. It's a wonderful country.
And they're also very open-minded there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I have a lot of clients in Canada.
I find that people from all walks of life come to see me because at some time or other, everyone needs a medium or a psychic or a clairvoyant. Sometimes someone questions something and they all come looking for answers.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm there to do. I give answers. I've been a medium since I was very small. At 3 years old, I saw my first spirit.
Wow. How was that? What was that like? Can you describe that?
It was strange because I saw a lady with these little children, and I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. And she was always around. And about a year later or so, my grandmother, my mother's mother, sat me down and talked to me and said this was my gift and that that was a spirit, and she explained what a spirit was. And later on, when we got the internet, I Googled this woman because I knew her last name. And I Googled her, and I found out she had died in a concentration camp in South Africa during the late 1800s, together with her children.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing.
And that was the very first spirit I saw. And after that, they just came to me.
That's fantastic. And so were you encouraged to use your gifts and your blessings? Were you told it was okay when you were growing up?
Well, in the school I went to, I was told it's not okay. But I used them. I used them. When I was 5 years old, I could tell people what was going to happen, and it would happen. So, yeah, I used my gifts. My grandmothers loved me to use my gifts. My mother didn't use hers so much, but my mother was ill, and she died fairly young. But my grandmothers both used their gifts in different ways.
Okay, and when you say in different ways, what do you mean by that?
Well, I learned. My father's mother was more into the herbs and that side of things. And my healing, my energy healing comes from my mother's mother. Because I am gifted, and together with me is my mother's sister's son. He was gifted too. He's different. His gift is a little different to mine, but he's also gifted. He doesn't practice the other parts of my gifts, which I do, and I always tell people I'm not Wiccan, that I was born into craft,
right.
And I do a lot of good with it. I don't do anything bad with it.
And I always, when somebody says that, you know, I know the Wiccan religion. I have many friends who are Wiccan, and I know, you know, sometimes when people listen to the show, they say, well, but you're a Christian. How can you have a friend that's Wiccan? That means they're a witch. And I always try to explain to them, the priests and cardinals and bishops that Jessica and I have had the pleasure of working with in the paranormal end of things, they often invite people of the Wiccan faith to come in because they just use the natural things that are on this
earth.
The natural elements. And as long as the intent is pure and one of goodness, then it's all okay, and that's all they do. From my understanding, even Wiccan, if you are a true Wiccan, you would never have ill intent towards anyone.
No, you're not. The law is harming. You're not allowed to harm yourself or anyone else. That is the law of the Wiccan. But the reason I say I'm not Wiccan is because Wiccan has not been around that long. I think it's only been around since the 50s, but I'm born of generations of craft.
Right. And so how...
My grandmother was... my mother's mother held the title of high priestess.
Wow.
And when
wow.
we were small, we never knew what it meant. But my cousin and I laugh about it because our grandmother had a maze in her garden, you know, like a labyrinth. And once you walked through that and you found your way, then you'd find the altar. There were so many signs, but when you're small, you don't naturally know what they are.
Well, you don't know what they are, and also it's what you grew up with, so it just becomes second nature to you, too.
Yes. I practice craft, but I tell people I will not do anything that's gray. I don't move into the gray area. If they ask me to do something, I do it for them willingly. But if it's something that I feel is manipulation, I will not touch it.
Good, very good. So, in other words, you don't do anything, there's ill intent, and you never affect another person's free will, correct?
No, you cannot take someone's free will. You're not allowed to take someone's free will.
Right, great. That's one of the reasons why I'm so glad that you were able to join us tonight, because people don't always understand this. And you know, people naturally, what they don't understand, sometimes they fear, you know.
Yes.
We all do. What we don't understand, we fear. So if it fits into that one little narrow vision that we all have, then it's great. And anything that's outside of that vision, we don't have any peripheral views sometimes on different areas of gifts and of blessings that come from the divine. Talk to us about your healing work a little bit.
My healing work, well... I always say I can heal many things, but I don't cure diseases because
mm-hmm.
that is not in my, it's not my path to cure diseases. No one, I think, on the earth can cure diseases. That's for the divine. What I do is I heal with energy. I can take pain away. I can take blockages away. I can do many things because a lot of people... I do past life regression as well. And a lot of our problems come from our past lives. And people don't understand it because many people don't believe in past lives. But a lot of your problems come from past lives. Because if you suffered in your past life and you did not complete your karmic lessons, then you will come back in this life to suffer. And often when I'm doing a healing, I have to take someone back to fix their problem before it can be healed.
I've heard that on many occasions, and I've heard that I've actually know several people who I do. I also do hypnosis, past life regression, but what you do is a little bit different.
To a state of relaxation. I don't do hypnosis, no.
Ah, okay. See, and so you take them back, and the people that I know who've worked with someone like you, they're able to take them back, like you said, to where I always say the transgression, and it's not so much a transgression, but it's the thing that they had to write that was wrong, that they never
mm-hmm.
they never saw through the cycle the way they were supposed to. And then once they acknowledged it and recognized it in their conscious life in this lifetime, they were able to eliminate the problem,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or the dis-ease that was causing the trouble.
Yeah. That is what it is, because you have to find that root.
Right. And you know, I know you're going to talk to some of our people tonight, but if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and either have a reading done or a healing done, how would they go about doing that?
I have a website, and I do phone readings for people all over the world. I have clients from all over the world. I do distant energy healing all over the world as well. And I... the people locally, they come see me, but most people, I'd say the majority of my clients are throughout the world, and I do distant energy healing as well as phone readings. My website is CelticCami.org, and it's capital CelticCami.org. That is my website, and you will find out everything about me.
Great. And also, if they wanted to call you, what number would they call?
They would call 403-452-9755. I'm situated in Calgary, Canada, and I call people throughout the world.
Okay, fantastic. So if anyone does want to get a hold of Celtic Cammy, and I love your name, and I want to ask you this question if you have a little bit more time to share with us. I've got some callers on the line, and I'd love to for you to maybe take some of those callers with me this evening. But I'd also, Jessica has a question because you might have the answer to this.
We were discussing earlier. I've always been really fascinated with the whole Celtic thing. I have Celtic jewelry. I don't know. I've been very fascinated with it, and I don't have a Celtic background in any way. My lineage is Dutch and German, and just wondering why that would be that I'm so fascinated by it.
Because Celtic, the people go back very far. My lineage and my Celtic side, I've been told, goes as far back as the Picts, which is the first Celtic people.
Oh, wow.
And even though you might have Dutch and German, your lineage might originally go back even further than Dutch and German.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Because the Celts are very old people, very, very old people.
Right. Okay, well, that makes sense.
And to be honest, Jessica has had a reoccurring dream when she was younger where you were running.
Right. Well, when I was a child, it doesn't have anything to do with being Celtic.
You might go ahead and
I mean, I had a dream, and this was when I was young. Just a dream of running and just a stampede of animals basically running over me. Like I was, you know, running away from them and then dying from that. So I always assumed that was a past life of mine.
Our dreams give us our past lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. I had a great fear
of fire, and I died in a fire in one of my past lives.
Very interesting.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay, that's fantastic. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and take our first caller here. I'm going to leave Celtic Cammy on the line with us. And our first caller is calling in from area code 847 with a prefix of 689. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Jill.
Well, hi. Is it Jill? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show, Jill. I'm so glad you called in. What part of the country are you calling from?
Illinois.
Perfect. Okay. So how can I, as you know, we have Celtic Cammy joining us tonight. So you're going to, it's kind of a two-for-one tonight. It's kind of neat. So how can we help you tonight?
Okay. I've been stuck for the last few years, and I'm ready to get unstuck here. Do you see anything coming up financially, job-wise, career, lottery, anything? The lottery's a joke, but you know what I mean.
I know you're
Yeah, well, you I was going to tell you the lottery's not on the cards for you, no. Financially, I'm getting around August, September, you're going to have some sort of money coming in, but it's not from the lottery. It'll either be through a career, but I do see it. It's not a significant amount, but it's going to help you.
What about in the meantime?
The only time I really see anything happening and you being able to get out of where you're stuck would be around the end of May.
Okay.
Not before. Sorry, I don't see it before.
Okay.
And I'm going to concur. I feel the same energy, and I do see a pivotal change, like Celtic Cammy says, in August. I see a change. Now, it's not going to be monumental, but it will be a positive change, and it'll be something that you can look forward to. I know that life will get easier. You can breathe easier at that time.
Right? Okay, but how about in the meantime, will I be okay?
I'm going to say that you're going to get by. You will survive. I know it's a bit of a challenge right now. I can sense the energy connected to that, and I also feel like it's almost like you're scraping for every dollar, but also for your own existence right now. But you will continue to survive and to get by. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but you definitely will make it through this difficult time. And then things will get better, slowly, steadily.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in, Jill. Feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, but I will mute you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. So can we take the next caller, Cammie? Are you good with that?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, wonderful. Here we go. And this caller's coming from area code 229 with a prefix of 472. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Well, hi, Reverend Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. We had the most beautiful weather today in sunny North Carolina.
Well, I'm glad you're having great weather. I know Cammie's calling all the way from Calgary, and I'm thinking her weather's a little bit better, but still kind of cold. Is that correct?
Yes, it's not what we call spring weather yet. It's still cool.
I will tell everybody that we had 88 degrees here, 88 degrees Fahrenheit.
It was hot.
We had to turn on the air conditioning today. So how can we help you, Reverend Jay?
Well, interesting. You know, did you ever notice that so many psychics are from Canada, especially shaman and like alternative, you know, intuitive? Have you noticed that?
Yes, actually, I do. I get a lot of calls from people who are in the field, and many of them come from Canada. I wonder why that is.
I'm interested in finding that out myself because I know so many. I've worked with people in Canada, some shaman, and plus I know so many psychics that are up there. So it's very interesting to me. Actually, I'm wondering if Cammie can just give me a general reading on what she sees coming up for me in the next 3 months.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is work. I feel you're going to be very busy.
Yes.
I also feel there's something coming in from you, coming in for you from out of North America, something you're going to be asked to help with. I definitely see something coming from out of North America for you. Yeah, this is a man. A man's going to ask for your help, and I have a feeling you know this man. But I definitely see you going to be asked for help, and he's out of North America. There will be, I won't say it's a trip, but you're going to be going somewhere else for maybe 2 or 3 days. It is a trip, but it's not really a vacation trip. I see it more in the line of helping someone, and that's what I see for you coming up the next 3 months.
Oh, very interesting. I hope I do get a lot of work.
No, you will be getting a lot of work. I do feel you're going to be getting work because that's the first thing Spirit told me was work.
Oh, fantastic.
Great, because I do spiritual work myself. One thing that I did a channeling. I don't know if I told you, Dr. Jenny, I've been starting to channel now, and I'm channeling Mikhail Zadek. And so yesterday I channeled a fairly long message from Mikhail Zadek. It was quite interesting.
Really? And would you like to share that message, or do you feel that this isn't the appropriate venue?
It's an appropriate message. I don't really, is it all right if I do?
Yes, we welcome that. We're all about sharing on this show.
Okay. I did it in automatic writing, so and it like came in like 2 minutes. So, so excuse me.
Sure.
It goes, "Greetings, I am Lord Melchizedek. I bring the joy of love and healing light to all here, all who hear this message. Your world is a complex place, and many light workers are confused about what has transpired with the ascension. Let me assure you that the ascension has occurred and integration is still happening. Celebrate that you are here and to be part of this great time on earth. Soon you will be aware that we are present and no one will be able to dismiss your abilities. For soon all will rise into remembrance of who they actually are. You are a soul and you are light and vibration. Many of you light workers know you are a soul being, yet you struggle with the reality. Just be and all will come to you. The judgment or conditions you place on your life are what are limiting you. Beliefs that this should happen or I should be doing something more. These limited thoughts keep you distracted from the present or being in the now. Just allow and all will transpire as it will be. Yes, good and bad has to be recalculated. This it will be done in unison with all the oneness. When you choose to be in the presence of oneness, you will fill with joy from the collective. Some souls are now moving in and out of this oneness, making you experience highs and lows. Remember to balance and ground with Gaia and dismiss any energy thoughts or actions that are not of love and that do not honor yourself and others. Be in peace that God or Source is helping you and always has been helping you. All is as it should be, and as you realize all the resistant lower, as you release all the resistant lower energies, your abilities to stay connected with the oneness will increase. Your life will experience new joy, new levels of peace. I bring you this good news. I honor you for your good works and loving heart. Blessed are all gracious children of light, Lord Melchizedek."
Wow.
Wow.
That is incredible. That's quite a message.
Yeah, wasn't it?
That's pretty incredible. How do you feel about that?
It surprised me. Well, you know, I've been getting little messages like one-liners or two-liners. But all of a sudden it was just like he was just dictating to me, and it was really quite, you know, it was as fast as I could write, and, you know, because I wanted to retain it, you know.
Of course.
Some of what I've been doing is I've been doing it into a tape recorder so that I have it down and then I can, you know, review it later. But I didn't have my tape recorder.
Here's an interesting question. Celtic Cammy, and I call you Celtic Cammy because I want everyone to know where to find you when they look for your site, which is CelticCammy.org. But when your spirit guides talk to you, do they come through as clear for you? And do you do automatic writing like Reverend Jay does?
Mm-mm. They come through straight away. I never use cards or tools. They just come through straight away. The moment someone sends an email, I already have that connection with them.
Right, yes. I know exactly what you mean. I was just talking to somebody, and I don't know if it was you, I believe it was, I wish I could do automatic writing, and on occasion I have, Reverend Jay, but mostly it doesn't come to me in that medium. It just comes to me, and the one thing that I wish I didn't have that my niece also shares, Jessica's daughter, is we were at an old cemetery, very, very old cemetery, and I can smell death whenever death has occurred somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so it was both of us, your daughter and I, Jessica, started to get very sick, very ill. We had to leave.
And, of course, I'm going, and what's going on here?
It's like, I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on. So we left, but I can be driving down the street, and I can say, ooh, somebody died in a car accident here.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell death all the time. When it's occurred in a specific location. And so it's kind of a weird thing. It's hard to explain that to people. And I think it's hard to explain when you channel, right, Reverend Jay? Because it's like, okay, now you've got this wonderful message. Now what do you do with it, right?
Right.
Right,
well,
yeah. Yeah.
Well,
good part
you know,
is you've got to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I have shared it with a bunch of people. I write a blog pretty regularly, and I feel like that's channeled too. But it hasn't. It's been by not a direct person. You know,
right.
Like Lord Melchizedek actually came through. You know, and so it's a bit different than my blog writing. So I was. And the intensity at which it came through was, it was really strong.
Right. And actually, I want to ask you a question. And before I do, I just want to shout out to area code 504 and 631. I'll be getting to you both next in just a minute. But Reverend Jay, I don't know, and I don't know if Celtic Cammy know. Do you know? Do most people know who Lord Melchizedek is?
Well, interestingly, he's okay. If you can talk, Cammy, if you want.
No, I have no idea. I'm just listening to.
Oh.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Melchizedek is biblically referenced as a king, and the king of Jerusalem, and he also. He has a very interesting background. He also had no maternal family, so he was conceived miraculously, similar to the miraculous conception of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So he, in the Bible, he was said to have been the high holy priest of God. And when Jesus ascended, Jesus was named the high holy priest of God in the order of Melchizedek. So biblically, he's the high holy priest. Because there's no genealogy of his life, which is very unusual, especially biblically, because especially in the Book of Kings, you know, they go through the genealogy of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And and the other thing is, as I have read further and tried to discover who he is that he may have even been not a physical, but a spiritual or effervescent kind of ghost-like king.
Interesting.
Kind of, right.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. They are making some amazing discoveries now that go back to the year of 50 and 75 A.D., where they were taking these wonderful masks. Jessica and I attended this workshop on Sunday
mm-hmm.
night with Josh McDowell,
mm-hmm.
and they were taking these incredible masks that were placed over people between the year 75 and 125 A.D., and what they discovered just as of late is that these masks were actually papier-mâché. They always knew that, but nobody would dream of taking one of these masks and soaking it in water. And he actually did that in front of us.
Oh, it was amazing.
And, yeah, and soaked this mask in water. And what you came to discover is as he pulled it out of the water, he then massaged the mask
mm-hmm.
and then placed it back in the water, pulled it out again, and was very carefully able to start gently peeling back the layers of the paper, which turned out to be little
manuscripts,
yes. This is actually probably and has been already, it was on the news yesterday, a bigger find than the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, how do you prove what was in the Bible? Was it real? Was it not? The more time that passes, of course, it makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking for is some kind of proof, and there's three different ways to do that. And, of course, one of those ways is to be able to find writings that date back that far. And these are the oldest writings that date back that far that actually talk about some of these things. So
mm-hmm.
possible some of that information you're looking for could show up right there.
I have been told, you know, psychically that the discoveries that we are about to uncover, and I mean within a year or two, are going to actually change society and make people think on a completely different level. I've heard that Atlantis will re-emerge.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to be like through text or if it's going to actually be an energetic shift in the earth that's going to cause it to rise.
To rise back up maybe from the water. It'll be very interesting. I think everybody knows the next 2 years. Hold on tight. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be an interesting ride. Reverend Jay, thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing with us. We truly appreciate it very, very much. And feel free to stay on the line and listen in. We're going to take a few more callers, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Cammy, and thank you, Dr. Johnny.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I love you, Jessica.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Jay.
Bye.
Jay's one of our absolute favorite people. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller at area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. What's your first name?
You know me. This is Mariah.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're out of, don't tell me, Louisiana, New Orleans. New Orleans,
that is,
as they say.
Uh-huh.
Now, and you know what's funny? I just got such a sense of energy. I have a feeling Celtic Cammy is going to have a really, and Cammy, I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I don't doubt that I'm wrong. I'm going to let you go ahead and ask a question. I think Celtic Cammy's going to have a really good answer for you because I just feel like a really strong connection. Do you feel it, Cammy?
Yes, I do, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay. It's just funny because everything was, like, so heavy, and then my two things seem kind of like, one, I still can't find my cat that's missing. And... to, I was wondering if kids in the future were on the horizon at some point.
I'm not a pet psychic, I will say that honestly, but I do not feel that your cat has passed on. I don't feel that.
Okay.
I don't know the vegetation of the states of that, but what I see around where your cat is, a lot of trees. It's like it's lost in a lot of trees around you. Somewhere near you is a bunch of trees, and I think your cat is wandering around. And there's some water around where the cat is, too.
Okay.
And I don't know. If, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I definitely see trees and some water around where your cat is. Your cat is not dead, that I know. I really don't think your cat is dead. That much I can tell you. As for children are on the horizon, but I'm getting 2 to 3, which is probably 2 to 3 years from now.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. No, that would make sense too.
You can ask for verification from Dr. Jenny, but that's what I get.
I would actually not only concur with that, but I believe I said something to that effect last week on the show. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know that we got that specific. We said something
we
with the timeline in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I also can tell you the energy I'm getting, your cat has not passed on for sure. And I do think that your cat will show back up again. But when I say the cat's on the prowl, I really mean on the prowl. Your cat's having a good time.
Party cat. Yeah, there's lots of trees, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Lots of trees, and I do see lots of water. And I actually I'm seeing lots of alleyways and lots of places where your cat is able to get nourishment by eating, you know, garbage. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, but that's okay because the cat is...
Oh, he does that at home.
Right. Well, your cooking must be delicious then. But I do see that he is actually thriving and in good health. I don't feel that he's in danger. It's just a matter of time. And I will tell you this. I think you may see your cat again, but I think your cat may take off again because now that he's had a taste of this freedom, staying home is like trying to talk a teenager when they turn 17 and they get their own car and staying home. It's just not going to happen. You know, your cat's now had the taste of freedom. And so I think your cat's going to want to be out and about. Now, as far as you having children, I absolutely see you having children. I think the 2 to 3 year time, and I'd see closer to 3 year time frame is right on the money. I also think, though, that you need to put the effort into your personal life that you do into other parts of your life in order to make that happen.
Oh, no, that's probably true. It's very true.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I know that if you do that, then you will have success.
I think once school stops taking up my entire life, then
right.
I can shift focus again.
There you go. Exactly right. And I do see that you'll be able to shift focus. And I also see that, oddly enough, that as time goes on, you're going to find that that the career is important, and I know you're working towards one, but that your personal life is going to have to take priority because it's just going to be so much more rewarding for that to happen.
I can definitely agree with that.
Okay, wonderful.
Most
very,
definitely.
Very good. All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Did you have any other questions?
No. I think I'm good.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and you know we adore you, and we are always praying for you, and we will talk to you again. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
She's a delightful caller who, Cammie, you'll find, always has a smile on her face, or at least sounds it, when she's talking to you. And we adore her. Okay, we'll go ahead and take our next caller. She's calling, or he's calling. I don't know why I said she. That's odd. Area code 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Yes, hi, it is a she.
See, yay! Hey, maybe I'm psychic.
Maybe.
Maybe. What's your first name?
My name's Suzanne, and I was wondering what you see with my love life.
Suzanne, okay. And Suzanne, what part of the country are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. The reason why I ask those questions, and I don't know about Celtic Cammie, but I always take just like 30, 40 seconds before I connect with somebody, which is why I like to ask those questions in advance, because it gives me an opportunity to connect. And so now what I'll do is I'll pass you over to Celtic Cammie, because I wanted to give her the chance to connect us too. I don't know if it takes her as long as me, but it always takes me about 30, 40 seconds to connect. Celtic Cammie, what do you see for our caller tonight, Suzanne?
Well, she asked about her love life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Okay. What I'm seeing around you right now that... I don't know why I'm getting these words, but I'm getting the fact that I don't see much of a love life right now. I really don't. But what I do see is that there's going to come big changes for you in your love life. There's definitely going to come big changes for you. Before the end of the year, you are going to have what you can say is a really good established love life. Do you want to know more about it?
Well, yeah. Well, I went on a blind date on Sunday, and then he wants to see me this weekend. And then I just kind of broke up somebody from the past, but I don't know if that was a good idea, and I was wondering if he's ever going to call again, or if in the future, or what do you see with all that?
Okay. I will tell you, the man that you broke up with in the past, I do see some form of communication, but I do see you not really wanting to. You won't go on with it. Even though you might feel it right now, you won't go on with it. I feel someone will come around your life, and they will come around. And I told you by the end of the year, you'll have an established love life. I feel more around October, there's someone else coming for you, a new person in your life.
So it's not going to be the one I went on a blind date with Sunday and have a date with
no,
this weekend?
No, I feel you. There's, you will see this person, but I don't feel they're the one for you. I definitely see someone coming around October for you.
Do you know anything about him?
Do I know anything about him? Do you want a description?
Or age, or look like, what he does, or anything. Okay, anything.
Okay, what I'm getting is a man who's got slightly curly hair. I won't say it's too curly, but it is a bit curly. He's sort of stocky built. I see jeans and a blue shirt, a blue plaid shirt. I see that he wears glasses sometimes. And I'm seeing his hands. I have an idea he's in some form of construction because it looks like he's working with his hands. That's what I'm getting around him. And you can ask for verification.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same thing. It's funny because I'm sitting here looking at Jessica and I'm shaking my head. It's like Celtic Cammy is my twin. I love your readings because they're so on the money. I agree with you. The gentleman from your past is not Suzanne who you're going to be. As a matter of fact, the reason he's already in your past is because of the red flags which you've seen and knew were there. And if that relationship was meant to be, it would have continued on. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think he's ever going to call again? Or?
No, I think he'll call again, but I also think that you recognize that he's pulled in another direction. As a matter of fact, I'm sensing there's another female that captures his attention, and I think you already are aware of this. Is this correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel there's another female that captures his attention, that pulls him in that direction, and that's why you're not getting 100% of his commitment or his time. This date you had, I think he's a very nice man. I think you'll continue to see him, but I actually see you getting bored with him. I feel like he just won't hold your interest, correct, Cammy?
Yeah, definitely going to meet someone who's more suitable for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around October. I see him around October.
Do you know what his age is or height or anything? Or?
I don't get. I got the description, and I told you the build in it.
I would agree with that. And I can tell you that, I know this is going to sound really weird, but I can see he has if you want to know, because a lot of times people want some real distinctive thing that they can say, this is the guy. And I'm going to give you something now, but before I give you this information, it's really important for you to remember, you're never supposed to fit your life to the reading. You're supposed to let the reading just kind of fall into place as you live your life. So you don't want to try to make it conform to the reading. But I do see that whoever this gentleman is that you're going to be meeting in October, that I also feel is going to be, I just feel like there's going to be a lot of passion and a connection with this man. There's going to be some kind of family connection that he has to people that either work for the state or the town, and also one that owns a business in the community, actually owns the business in the community. And those are two things that you can look for once you realize it's him, and then you can turn back and say, wow, those two ladies were great.
Where he lives in the community or where I live? Or
What was your question? I'm sorry?
You said a business where he lives or I live, though.
No, it's going to be wherever you meet him, wherever you're going to be dating him, is where he will have a family member or extended family member own a business. They will own a business there. It may be a convenience store. It could be a boutique. It could be a salon. But I see it's going to be that kind of business.
But he doesn't do that. Just his family runs it.
Just his family. Yes, correct.
But you don't know how old or anything. Oh, hi. Okay, it's all right.
I'm not getting age. I'm sorry. I can't pull age. But I am getting a number right now, and I don't know whose number this is. Does the number 26 mean anything to you?
No.
No. Okay. So it's
I'm
not
getting 45. That's all I'm getting. But I don't know if it's the age. I just
right.
get 45.
Okay. So we're both getting kind of different numbers, so I don't know where that – I don't know how that those numbers will fit into what's going to happen. But I would jot those numbers down because it's amazing how they will suddenly become much clearer in the time that's coming.
Okay, that's
okay,
not until October? Yeah, that's not until October?
October is what we both see, yeah.
Yeah, October.
Here's really quick. What about my son? Do you see him coming back in September to live with me at all?
In September?
Or a year from now, any time?
This September I'm getting no.
Okay.
I'm getting no as well, and I'm seeing between 18 to 24 months before he's...
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm. So, like, when he's 12 now, so maybe when he's 14?
Mm-hmm. I see 18 to 24 months before he spends any extended
mm-hmm.
time under your roof.
Well, I see him and stuff. I'm, you know, on weekends and everything, but I meant, like, permanently.
Well, yeah, this is what I'm seeing. Extended timing beyond what you're currently experiencing with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's about a year and a half,
helpful.
2 years.
I'm sorry, right. 18 months to 24 months, yeah. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling in. Take
you're
care.
Welcome.
And feel free to listen to
Bye.
The show. Okay, wonderful. Cammie, I'm gonna hold you for one more caller, and then I'll let you go because you've been so kind to take all these calls with us this evening. And and I hope you've been enjoying yourself.
Yes, I have. I'm just surprised I haven't had anyone wanting healing because everyone just wants questions.
Yeah, it's funny. I find that often that a lot of the healing questions I find that people prefer to have done
privately.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, a
mm-hmm.
question here and there they'll do over the phone. Let's go ahead and take this last caller that's in the queue right now. And, folks, I am going to let Celtic Cammie kind of go back and enjoy the rest of her evening there in Canada. But if you'd like to call in, I'll still be taking calls after this at 323-679-0882. And the next caller on the line is calling from 773 with a prefix of 410. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You are more than welcome. What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Okay, Nancy. And where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago. I have to say that every time.
Don't let her sing.
Yeah. Just to make you think everything. tell me what we can do for you this evening, Nancy.
Well, you know what? You mentioned the healing. I wouldn't mind that. I've gone through a lot of changes in my life and recently, and any advice you can give me would be great.
Okay. Well, you need to take a few deep breaths in and out, and I will heal you and clear some of your blockages. And afterwards, you're going to be very thirsty. You're going to need to drink water. So if you take a few deep breaths in and out, I'm going to clear your blockages for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to start to feel either warm or tingly or something. You'll start to feel it. All right, I'm going to start clearing you. Are you starting to feel anything yet?
Yes, in my legs.
Yeah, I'm moving through your body. I'm moving through your body. So you just relax while I do your healing. You should start to feel a bit more of it now. Just relax. I'm moving through your core now, your stomach area, so you should start to feel it. I'm going through your...
And warm.
Yeah, you will. You will feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going up through your heart now, and I'm opening up your heart so that I can clear all problems around that area. And I'm not only talking physical, I'm talking emotional healing for you as well. And through your arm. And I've given you now insight that you can see things better. And this will also help you in your life's path. And you should start to be feeling a lot better now. A lot lighter, a lot less baggage around you.
I do feel a lot lighter. It's kind of strange, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I do energy healing. And you're going to feel that the problems you had around you aren't as significant and that you can see a way to sorting them out.
Oh, that's good.
So you feel a lot lighter now?
Yeah, I do. I'm quite shocked. Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Very good. I'm feeling, wow. Well, thank you. I'm feeling good.
Right.
You
need to drink water tonight because you will be thirsty.
Oh, I did forget that. Thank you. I will.
Great. Yeah, you're going to feel a bit warm and thirsty, but it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just the healing going through you. And by tomorrow, you should even feel more better than you feel tonight.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
You're really so welcome.
It does make it shocking. It does make a difference.
Well,
yeah, it does.
Yeah. People don't realize that a long-distance energy healing can be incredibly effective, and that's something that Celtic Cami specializes in. If you ever, or any of our listeners ever want to speak with Celtic Cami or make an appointment with her, you can reach her by going to her website at CelticCami.org. That's CELTIC. C-A-M as in Mary, Y.org, or you can call her by phone. You can reach her by calling 403-452-9755, and she is located currently in Canada, even though she has that delightful voice that you just envision coming out of this storybook little house.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nancy, thank you so much for calling in. And I think Celtic Cami will tell you that the healing that she's performed for you will continue to work and to continue to heal. How long will she continue to experience healing from that, Cami?
It depends. Some people experience it from a very long time. But she's going to feel emotionally a lot better and physically too.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Because I cleared her blockages as well for her that she had. And I think a lot of her, now she'll be able to sort through her problems with more clarity.
Beautiful. Great. Well, thank you, Nancy, for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless and take care. Now, Celtic Cami, before I let you go, I
yes.
know Jessica just asked me a question. I'm going to let her ask you.
Yes, Cami, I just have a quick question for you before we let you go.
Yes, sure.
I have my own personal question. I have been single for quite a long time and wondering if love is going to come into my life soon, and thought I would ask you.
Okay. All right. Love will come into your life. Soon, it depends what you consider. Soon, I see in 6 months.
Okay.
Good. 6 could sometimes be 6 weeks. I just get 6. That's all I'm getting. It could be 6 days. It, you know, it's 6 hours. I just get this big six. This is what I'm seeing.
But 6 hours, that would be a little strange.
I would have thought she would get a promotion in two, and she thought it's going to be 2 weeks, and she got it 2 hours later.
Wow.
Because I called it two, because I have remote vision, so I see things in pictures.
Okay.
And what I've seen now is this big six.
Okay, great. So it's six and not sex, right?
Definitely a big six. I'm thinking 6 months because I'm not feeling it 6 weeks, but you can ask for verification.
Okay, great. I have read for Jessica, but it's very hard for me because I've known Jessica. She actually married into my family many, many years ago, and I've known her for well over 30 years, so it's difficult for me to read for her. And I was married to your brother, so.
Right, exactly.
So it makes it very hard for me to read for her, and I always suggest she gets readings from someone other than myself because I think it's more conducive for
right,
you.
Right.
Well, thank you, Cammie.
And
I appreciate
did you
it.
Tell her? Did you find a number or not?
I kept telling her that May, June of this year.
Well, June
but that's
is
the six months.
Right. And that's,
you know,
I
just get the
that.
Six, so it could
right.
be June because I get the six.
I think it very well could be. Like, I just feel, like I've said before, I feel a major, and I was telling Jessica this earlier, I feel a major energy shift, but a positive energy shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second time I've felt this in the last 8 months or so, and I know what's happening. And I know she's going to meet somebody, which is going to be wonderful for her because no one deserves it more. But more importantly, it's just not meeting somebody, it's meeting the right man. She
right.
has to meet the right man because, you know, we can all meet somebody, but we need the one that fills our heart with joy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you need to meet a soulmate. You
right,
don't want
right.
anything less than a romantic soulmate.
Exactly right.
That's right.
That's
what I have been looking for.
And that's an instant attraction. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, exactly. You really have been, and you are going to meet that someone.
Well, thank you.
You
and thank you, Cammie. I appreciate the input.
Yeah, and again,
you're
thank
more than
you
welcome.
So much for being on the show tonight. You've been an
And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and you're welcome back anytime. And again, I'm going to just put this out there. Anyone who'd like to contact Cammie, it's Celtic Cammie. It's CELTICCAMY.org, or you can contact her via phone, which is 403-452-9755. She's an awesome reader, medium, and healer, and I think that no one would be disappointed after they contact her, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And she's delightful to listen to, too.
Yes, she is.
Cammie, thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And again, thank you for taking time to share with us tonight.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. Have a good night.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't she a delightful
I
person?
I love her.
I knew you would like her.
She has such a positive energy.
Yes. The second I as you know, I very much fly by the seat of my pants. And I met her in what I call spiritually over the phone last week.
Right.
First time. And I loved her energy.
You just feel a connection, right?
You do. I felt an immediate connection, and I felt she was such a good, positive person. And I just said, how would you like to be on the show? Because she does do psychic work and healing work. And I said, would you like to cut? And she said, well, sure. You know what I think? And I loved it because, she's a psychic. I'm a psychic. So when psychics call other psychics, we can connect really quickly. And so we do know. And I do that a lot. Like, I'll just connect with somebody. And I was so excited for her to be on the show tonight because I knew that Jessica would feel an immediate connection.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I knew you would. I just knew it.
I loved her. She
was
so
like
neat.
I was giggling today because I knew I can't explain it. Your energies would just connect right away. She's a very dynamic person. She has energy and mass, and that's, I think, a German word in mass. But, I mean, it's just a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You can, you know. So she's a great person. So, anyway, it was so sweet of her to call in tonight.
I wonder if she does past life regression over the phone.
Well, that's a great question.
And, of course, I waited till she hung up.
Right.
Think of it.
And she's not on anymore. But
right.
That's a really good question.
Huh.
Because I know a lot of people are interested in that, and you know, that's if you could do it long distance, wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, you can, and I'm sure she can as well. So,
okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to answer that question psychically. She as a matter of fact, it's almost like screaming in my head.
She can.
So yes, the answer to that is yes, she can. And again, anyone can go to her website. You should do that, CelticCanMe.org, and she'll be able to do that for you. And you know, I believe that, you know, some people say, well, you're a psychic, so why would you be recommending other psychics?
Oh, why not?
But no, I believe that we should all share.
Yes.
We've all received these wonderful blessings, and we should be sharing and helping each other, because that's truly what makes us successful, and that's what makes us happy and fills our heart with joy. And when our white light cups are running over with goodness, and then we know we've done the right thing.
Right.
And I'm more than happy to help anybody in the business, established or not, because I know how it was 18 years ago for me to come out of the psychic closet. It was not easy,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I remember.
Yes. It was really, really hard. But you have to take that step, and I'm really glad I did. And of course, Cammie's been doing this her whole life. Her lineage is pretty amazing.
But that's awesome to be encouraged from your family from the time you're little.
Right. She was so fortunate because she was encouraged,
yes.
You know. And unfortunately, not all of us were encouraged. My mother, although was extremely blessed, it scared her at first
yeah.
a little
mm-hmm.
bit. You know, now I have cousins that teach parapsychology in
right.
New York. And so, you know, it runs, my whole family has this wonderful gift, but it's just amazing. And I can go on and on. I will say this, if you come from an intuitive family who has many different gifts, some gifts will come in stronger than the other for different people. One might be stronger in mediumship. One might be stronger in intuitiveness. One might be stronger in clairsensing and clair, you know, which is clear hearing, clear smelling,
mm-hmm.
clear knowing, and the different clairs. Some of them are healers, energy healers.
Right, which I think that's awesome.
And I love that Nancy was able to feel that, because most people, you know, when they hear that you're going to do an energy healing over the phone, they're like, okay.
You know, yeah.
And then when they actually start to feel the tingling and the
heating
up. Oh,
you could tell she did.
Yeah, and Jessica and I, we've been part of some circles with some
mm-hmm.
with Peter Cannell.
Yep.
The
shaman.
Yep, the shaman. When we sat there and we did that,
mm-hmm.
We felt the energy. We were sweating. I mean, literally.
Oh my gosh, there was so much energy.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So you can really feel that energy, and believe me when I tell you, you know, this works. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. So really wonderful. So glad she called in. I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller, and then after that, we're going to take just a 2-minute break, and then after that, we are going to have our Trash and Treasure conversation with Kenneth Dittman, who was so kind, from Park and Second Antiques in
mm-hmm.
Sanford, Florida, that we unfortunately botched last week because of
yeah.
audio difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
But we will never have that problem again, because I found a solution so that I have a backup so that it could never happen again. Because I will never be bit by the same snake twice.
Well, that's clever of you.
Yes, it's clever, and also who likes to be bitten by a snake, right? So, let's go ahead and take this next caller, who's calling in from area code 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Myrtle Beach.
Hi, Kimberly from Myrtle Beach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very, very well. How can I help you this evening?
Yeah, I just want messages from spirit or the angels.
Okay. Let me ask you a question real quick before I give you any information that I'm currently getting. How's the weather out there in Myrtle Beach?
It's wonderful. Today it was 84 degrees with a nice breeze.
Ah, see, that's the good kind of weather. I like that. Okay, I'm connected now. So let me say this to you, if I can, for a minute. The first thing I'm going to ask you is work situation. You're happy with it?
No.
I know. This is what I'm getting. I'm getting dissatisfaction with your work situation, frustration, looking to make a change. Correct?
You are correct.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm getting along with that. I'm also getting that that change is going to come. There's going to be new opportunities coming your way, several. The one that I'm going to be most concerned with or most happy about is the one that comes up September, October. That's the best one to come up. Talk to me about this. Are you feeling, I know this is going to sound like an odd question, in the pelvic area, are you having any discomfort, pain, cramps, backache, something like that?
No.
Do you traditionally have those problems ever at all or no?
Usually during my menstrual cycle, yes.
Yep, okay. That's why they're showing it to me, because it's not showing to me as some kind of illness. It's just showing me, this is how I validate the read, by connecting to something. Okay, so because they're showing this to me, and I normally don't mention that, but I had to because I think you needed to hear it. Do you know what I mean? You needed me to validate this, because this information is really important to you. So I see September, October is where you're going to be able to, like a shark, bite into a new job, and it's going to be great. And I don't know why I use that analogy, because I never have before, but that's how they're showing it to me, and maybe that means something to you. I don't know. But they're showing to me, like a shark, you'll be able to bite into that new job opportunity that will really mean something to you. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Was there anything else I can answer for you?
No, that was it.
All righty. Listen, God bless you, Kimberly. You're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show. We have a really good segment coming up in 2 minutes. I think you'll find it really interesting, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Great. Thank you. All righty. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short 2 minute and 30 second break here, and then we're going to be talking with Kenneth Dittman from Park & Second Antiques in Sanford. Attended an estate sale, bought a box of stuff for $15 because my psychic spidey senses were tingling, and we're going to find out if I bought trash or treasure. And it'll be kind of interesting. And if anyone's ever watched an episode of Antiques Roadshow, Kenneth Dittman should be on that show.
He should be because he has the right personality.
He really does. Awesome guy, awesome interview, lots of fun. We'll be back in 2 seconds with that.
Perry.
Let me try that again. That was
I was going to say, I can't hear you.
Christina Perry, A Thousand Years.
I love that song. I was singing.
I know you were. You were saying you just heard it on the radio today and you enjoyed it.
I did. I love that song.
That's a good song. Well, folks, now we're going to find out fact or fiction.
I thought it was trash or treasure.
Well, no, but it's also fact or fiction. In other words, you know, a lot of times we hear these wonderful stories about people who go to garage sales or estate sales or auctions. And you know, you sit there and you say, okay, can you really find things of value at some of these
people
sales?
People do all the time.
They do because we read about it, right?
Yes.
And what prompted us to
we
do
We don't.
This,
I don't.
Well,
but people do every
people
day.
Do. They do all the time. And I think, A, you have to have a belief that you're going to find something. B, you have to have a little bit of knowledge.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to know what you're looking for.
And I think the best advice is the advice that we got from Kenneth Dittman from Park and Second Antiques.
Right.
And he is a numismatist. No, I'm going to say this right.
Numismatist.
He is a numismatist, which is a collector of currency. And I tried to make a joke during the interview, which did not go over very well, and which you're all about to hear. So I'm going to go ahead and let you hear this wonderful interview with Kenneth Dittman, and you will find out trash or treasure.
And I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host Jessica, and we are meeting with Kenneth Dittman from Park and Second Antiques right here in Sanford, Florida. Welcome, Kenneth.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you gave us the time to come in today. You know, one of the reasons why we're here is because we've been hearing all these stories. You hear them all the time. You're in the newspaper, they're on the internet, you open up your email in the morning, and you see some lucky person was in their attic, or they went to a garage sale, and they found this item they paid $2 or $3 for, and it just sold for a couple of million. There was one just last week at Sotheby's that a person bought a bowl from that, and I quote, they put it as the Song Dynasty, which I didn't know there was Song, S-O-N-G, is that
yes.
correct? Okay. And I think they paid $3 for it, and it sold for $2.2 million. So here's the question I have, and what we did, we actually attended an estate sale, and we bought a box of items for $15, and we're curious to see if we did well with our $15 purchase. But before we look at those, is that something that everyone's always looking for, to find the holy grail of treasure at a garage sale or at a storage sale?
Well, I think it's human nature to always want free money.
True.
I think the key is, it's not that easy to find. If it was, it would be falling from the sky. Instead, what happens is a lot of people have collectibles, things they bought over the years because they enjoy them. But as they get older and the stories get greater, they tend to increase in value over time. The other thing is, especially in this economy, people are needing money. So therefore, they want to find an angle to make money, maybe by buying and selling resale items, or hoping that the items they have in their home are worth more. And unless you find somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing, it's very hard to find that. Competent antique dealers, competent estate sellers know the value of the items, and though hopefully they're not going to charge you too much, they are going to charge you a fair value, and therefore it's going to be hard to make a home run and make lots of money.
So what you're saying is, if someone goes to an estate sale, highly unlikely that the item's going to start at such a low starting bid that you're going to make a killing.
That's correct. When you deal with a lot of older items that are Chinese, Japanese, Oriental, it is very hard to really distinguish what's new and old. Typically, most everything you're going to see is new, but there is the sleeper every now and then, and if it got passed down through the years, yes, it may end up somewhere. We also have the same problem with Navajo and Zuni jewelry, blankets.
Right.
It's very tough. Timaquan Indians, there's some very rare things, and sometimes it's very hard to distinguish them between the modern lookalikes.
That makes sense, because I know I've seen certain things when I've been garage sailing, or we've been out at garage sales, right, Jessica? And we see these items, and you think, oh, this looks really old. And then we find out it wasn't old at all. You know, it was made to look old. I have a wonderful little end table that I got at an estate sale that I thought was a great deal, and it looked handmade. And in the inside, it was obviously hand carved. And so I said, well, this is great. And it turned out it was a reproduction. I still love the piece. So I guess the answer is, if you if you like what you're buying, it doesn't really matter so long as you feel it's worth to you what you pay for.
That's correct. One thing we like to do with our customers is to let them know the value of their items.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're buying and want to know the history or more intricate detail on the item they're looking at, or they have their own things, we offer free appraisals in-house,
mm-hmm.
because the key is to know the true value of your item. Not only what I might buy it for, but its retail value as well. And being armed with the true knowledge of what your items are worth lets you make better decisions on how you keep them or dispose of them.
Great point. So if a customer were to come in and had some items, you'd be willing to give them a free appraisal based on the value of that item?
We do that all the time. Great. We never place it, sell it now, or our price is no good. We offer a fair price. And of course, if you're someone that doesn't know me, of course you're going to take it somewhere else and get another appraisal.
Of course.
Hopefully our prices will be the highest.
Well, hopefully. And that brings me to another thing. I know that you sell antiques here. It's called Antiques, Curiosities, and Vintage. But aren't you also, and I want to make sure I say this correctly, a numismatist?
That is correct. I am a professional numismatist. My main business is coins, precious metals.
Okay.
And we deal in everything except for children and pets.
Cool.
Whether it's artwork, antique furniture, coins, jewelry, paper money, historic items, musical instruments, we're interested in all of it.
Now, my Uncle Eddie was really, really frugal. Would he be considered a numismatist because he was, isn't that the collection of currency? He tried to collect all the
Well, goods. Just dealing in coins would make you a numismatist. But we basically break everyone down into a few different categories.
Okay.
We have investors, collectors, accumulators, and hoarders.
Ah, okay. He was a hoarder. I already know the answer to that. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to show you the items that we brought, and then maybe you could tell us how we did. We paid $15 for these items.
Okay.
So as we show you this box of stuff that we're going to bring out here, here's just some of the items we'll lay out for you. And then after we lay them out, we've got one other item that Jessica had passed down from her grandmother that we want to show you as well. So let me just show you these things. The whole reason I purchased this box, it was $15, is I saw this picture, a jug, if you will, in there. I thought it might have some value because it looked crackled. Anything that looks crackled naturally, I figure is old or just really poor quality. I don't know.
or falling apart.
So here's the item. Tell me what you think.
Well, it's funny you said that about this first item. This is a picture that has the Pied Piper on it and some other pictures. And it's made by Royal Dalton, probably done about 1910, 1920. And the cracks you see in it are what we call crazing. They're cracks in the glazing.
Ah, crazing.
So therefore we call it crazing. This piece here is quite colorful. It's hand-painted. It has a Byzantine-type handle. And it's a very pretty piece that somebody would have bought just to put on the mantle, maybe put flowers in. Or if it was used as a pitcher, it would have been for a special event. And an item like this actually paid for everything you bought. The retail value on an item like this is going to be $75 to $85.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow,
yay. Okay, so at least I know I didn't lose money.
That's right.
Okay, good.
Now the next thing we have are a few old books that are very interesting but not of much value. One is just on the rules of fish and game laws. So therefore, they made lots of them, and
right.
Because the laws changed year by year, it's not very valuable.
Makes sense.
The other two books you have are very interesting, and they're copulations of famous works, which first of all means they're not valuable because it's the original works that are valuable.
Got it.
So this one book is dated 1904, but it says the original publishing is 1653.
Oh, wow.
So we have to assume there are a whole bunch of reproductions.
Yeah, okay.
The other book is quite interesting because it's from the same period, actually a little bit earlier. There's a handwritten note to someone detailing information from 1868.
Mm-hmm.
But this book is a compilation too of different things. And the one thing that's of interest in it is it shows a counterfeit copy of a $2 bill from 1776, which we call colonial currency. It was paper money that was made backed in Spanish mill dollars, and the ones that Ben Franklin made all said to counterfeit his death. Being that this has a copy of it in it, we know that this is a later reprint,
right,
showing you the money of the time. If it were an original note in here, the note's worth about $200 or $300.
Wow. Another myth.
The next item you have is a little tiny box with a wooden Chinese puzzle, which was very popular in the 40s, but unfortunately is only worth $1 or $2.
Okay.
The next thing you have is a little group of memorabilia from Maine, some school book souvenirs, and some hunting information, and some pictures of some hunting trips. All very interesting, but the group may only be worth $10 or $15 to a Maine collector as a novelty.
Okay.
The last item that you have of this original group is very interesting. It's a very small head portrait of Adolf Hitler. It says from 1889 to 1945. What this actually is, instead of a little porcelain head, it's actually a liquor bottle from Italy.
Oh, really?
Being back in World War II, Mussolini and the Italians were on the German side. This was a little liquor bottle that was sold to promote the uprising in the world in World War II.
Wow.
This has a value, since the cork is in it, but the alcohol is not, and the seal is broken, of about $20-$25.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Now, the next item you have is the other piece that is a lanyard off a ship that says Maine.
Okay.
Now, the question is it made by a company called Maine? Is it from the state of Maine? Or is it off the USS Maine? There's no way for me to tell right off the bat. I would have to actually do a little bit more research to find the answer. Now, we did have one more item from the original group that I overlooked, which is a beautiful white ring with stones in it. If you look at a distance, you might even have a ruby and diamonds. But when we look close and look on the inside,
I know that you said at a distance.
When we look close at the inside, it's marked 18 carat HGE, which stands for heavy gold electroplate, which is either over a base metal or a strong plastic, which makes the value of this ring approximately $1.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And it looks so beautiful. It looks like everything's real, doesn't it?
You know, it's amazing to me. So, all in all, probably the value of everything minus the thing from the main, the brass thing, because we brought that in separate. What would you say the value of everything that was in that box that I purchased for $15
was? Well, for what you have here, you're looking at close to $150 or so for the group. So you did an excellent buy. And for the prices you paid, you would probably find a dealer, and of course a collector, that would actually pay you more money outright than what you paid for.
Fantastic.
So you did a great job.
Well, fantastic. Yay.
Wow.
So let me ask you this before we go here. How many, and you do a lot of estate sales, you do a lot of, do you do storage sales as well?
No, we don't. I actually work with several types of work under my business. I have my coin shop. We've just opened this Antiques, Curiosities, and Vintage store, which has all sorts of weird things, from 1860s bohemian stained glass windows to lava lamps.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
I also run a company called Quality Estate Liquidations, and we are estate liquidators. So even though we offer fair prices, it's much better if you have an entire home full of stuff for us to do an on-site sale for a commission than the cost for us to put out money, or anyone else for that matter, move the stuff off-site, and then have to resell it. But with anything, we see tons of people looking for items, tons of people that have items, and every day is an interesting day, and I'm glad I don't have a real job.
They say if your job feels like a job, it's time to find a new one. If somebody wants to call you and maybe have you come out and do an estate sale, or even come down and look at your wonderful shop here in Sanford, what's a good phone number for them to contact
you? Can either call us at the antique store, Park and Second, at 407-334-4560, or you can reach me on my direct number, which also goes to the coin shop, which is 407-321-2211.
Perfect. And I've got to ask this. You've been doing this 20, 25 years. What's the oddest or weirdest thing that you've ever had to confront while doing this?
Well, unfortunately, I've been doing it a lot longer.
Okay.
We've actually seen many different things. We've gone into homes or seen collections that are so much more valuable than the people ever thought.
Mm.
It's almost mind-numbing for them.
Really?
And sometimes when we tell them how much it's worth, usually nothing happens. It takes a lot of time for them to think about what they want to do. We also come into situations where we run into the intervention hoarders,
mm-hmm.
where we've gone into houses that have so much value, but the homeowner is sitting in the center of a room with piles of messes around her,
okay.
and there's no way to do anything because of the drama that goes with it.
Right.
We always try to help our customers. We always try to show them ways to manage or downsize or to get rid of things, but every day is a different day. And the most exciting thing for me is every day people bring in different items. I never know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, by giving people proper information and them knowing what they have, it makes their life easier. And even if they don't do any business with us, hopefully they'll refer someone else to us.
Wonderful. And that just tells you how honest Kenneth is, because, you know, you're out there and you're going to value a home for somebody. And when you tell them it's worth so much more, it's nice to hear that, but it's also nice to hear that they have this look of awe on their face and then have to process that information, because you are being honest with them. You are letting them know the true value of items, which is really important. Yeah, beautiful. I want to thank you so much for doing this with us today. Again, anybody who wants to come down to Sanford and see his shop, it's called Park & Second Antiques, Curiosities, and Vintage. It's awesome. There's so many things. There's nobody, I don't care if you're 10, and if you're 10, you've got to hold your mom's hand. But if you're 10 or you're 110, you'll find something interesting in the shop. It's really wonderful. Thank you so much, Kenneth.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
And so there you have it. Treasure.
It was treasure.
It was great. It was a lot of fun. He's a neat guy.
He is a neat guy.
He's got such a wonderful speaking voice, but a vast amount of knowledge.
But he's so knowledgeable about a little bit of everything.
I just really think that he is, if anybody's ever interested in getting information from him or contacting him, like he gave you his contact information there, but you can contact him at the places that he said and at the phone number
mm-hmm.
he just said. Wonderful guy. And he does, you know, if you bring something in, he does the appraisal for free,
right.
You know what it's worth, which is so important. You know,
I think it's great.
And I'm a collector of stuff, and then once I have it, then I want to get rid of it. So
mm-hmm.
I'll probably end up selling all that. I'll probably throw it on eBay.
Well, I still need to find out my main thing, if it's worth something.
We don't know. And, you know, I tried to do a little bit of research on that.
You can.
I think what you have to do is contact the organization that represents the main. The boat, you know, because if
that's
going to
be complicated.
All you have to do is take a picture with your cell phone.
That I don't have.
You don't have. She has a cell phone. But, you know, I could take the picture and we can just send it up
there.
Okay,
let's do it.
And then that way they'll know. So there you go. I want to talk about something that I did on Saturday. You know, Jessica, you got to do something really cool on Saturday.
I did. My future daughter-in-law and I and her mom and her sister all went, my mind just went blank, wedding gown shopping.
And
she bought one.
She bought one and used it.
And she looked so beautiful.
And her mommy was crying.
Yeah,
you know. So exciting. That's so exciting.
I told my son
that you
were going to cry when you see her.
You're no longer on the show. I don't know what happened. You just went off. I don't know why. You got disconnected. Okay, try that again one more time. But yeah, she did look beautiful. She looked really, really great. I did something on Saturday with the kids. You know, my daughter wanted to go to the Tibetan, it was called the Dharma Festival, which is like a Tibetan festival, and it was a film festival, so we went to that. And you would think that it would be interesting, but let me explain something. First of all, I know that the let me see. Hold on. Let me go back in and see. On three, I can hear you now.
Yay, I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. Okay, yeah. We went to the Tibetan Film Festival. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? I know that the vibration of sound is healing.
Right.
I mean, scientifically proven. So when monks chant, they reach a level that is hard to even create with equipment,
mm-hmm.
you know, to duplicate this pure sound of their chanting. And they do it at A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And,
okay.
And so it's phenomenal. Now, because I know it's healing, I have created meditation tapes with this chanting on it
mm-hmm.
that I use for my clients when we're trying to help, when I do hypnosis or chakra healing and balancing, et cetera, cleansing, because we use it for healing and we use it for to people with OCD or anxiety issues, people, believe it or not, who have Tourette's, people with autism. It works for all of those types
mm-hmm.
of things. So we use a system of binary transmission with headphones, et cetera, and recording. And it works. Now, the problem is I've also created sleep CDs so that you can listen to the chanting at night, put it in your CD player, or
mm-hmm.
if you're, you know, you want to use your earbuds, you can do that, download it to your phone or your iPod and or MP3 player, and you can listen to it, and it puts you out. So I've listened to it. My children have listened to
mm-hmm.
it, my husband. Well, what happened was as soon as they started chanting, I leaned forward and looked down the table. Both my one daughter was sound asleep leaning on somebody else.
Oh, no.
My other daughter was sound asleep leaning against the wall. And the only reason that happened, and I noticed it, was because I fell asleep and kept jerking my head up.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, and this is so unusual that you can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was embarrassed, and I thought, I'm in the front row. I'm going to get up in the middle of this festival. There were only, like, you know, 40 people there, so it's
mm-hmm.
not like, you know, it was like massive amounts
right.
of people. I'm like, what am I going to do here? So I thought, well, I have a choice. I can fall asleep, fall out of the chair, and crack my head open, or so.
Or leave.
So I, being a mom, and every mom knows exactly what I'm talking about, I picked up my purse and my keys and my cell phone, said nothing to the children, and just walked out.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the bottom of the stairs, I texted my older daughter, because
mm-hmm.
what do we know about children? They could be in a dead snore, but if their phone gets a text message, they're going to wake up. So I texted her, and I said, downstairs, couldn't stay awake. Well, all of a sudden, bam, 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 they come all down the stairs, one right after the other, and it was so funny. It was a great festival. And, you know, you used to see that show Dharma and Greg. What does Dharma really mean? Because I kind of wonder.
Well, that's a good question, because when you told me you were going to that, I'm like, is Dharma and Greg going to be there?
No, Dharma and Greg was not there, but here's the thing. It is a – how do I explain this? Dharma is part of being of – How do I explain Dharma? Okay, here we go. Dharma is the law that says it upholds and supports or maintains the order of the universe. And it actually is Sanskrit for the root word, I think it's D-H-R-E, which means that without which nothing can stand. So you need that, which maintains the stability and the harmony of the universe. So actually Dharma is, it sounds a little ambiguous, but it actually helps to maintain the stability and the harmony of the universe. Both in Hinduism and Buddhism, they all have the idea of Dharma at their core, which it, you know, kind of points to the purification and moral transformation of human beings. So, but it's not the same as religion, because a lot of people think it is, and it's not. It's kind of reaching nirvana. You know, we've all heard the word nirvana,
mm-hmm.
And it's the it's kind of like the cosmic law is held and protected and reached. So, you know, a lot of people when they meditate, they want to reach nirvana,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, and I think in different, you know, but again, it's really not specifically. Dharma is not the same as religion, so it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a little confusing.
It really is, and so you know me, because you know my mind always goes in different, you know,
mm-hmm.
directions. My next question was, okay, well, is Dharma the same as karma? Because, you know,
sounds like it's
because,
a form
right,
of the
yeah,
word.
I mean, where does it come from? So, you know, it's kind of funny. So I actually read about them. It comes from Indian religions. The word karma is Sanskrit for karma or kama. In the Pali way to say it, and what it is it means an action or a deed that is understood as that which causes the entire cycle of cause and effect. So if we do something originally, it's kind of like a chain reaction, which we know, which totally makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
So like,
I'm not understand.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So, and this comes way back from ancient India, and also was in the Hindu and Buddhist religion. So I think that karma is kind of a offshoot of dharma. Now, no one ever makes that connection.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like it is because they're both talking about, you know, one in essence is the other, upholding the laws of the universe,
right.
Creating nirvana, respecting that which is right and pure. And at the same time, karma is about not screwing up. Right? No, karma is not. I mean,
it's just doing. You know, your actions affect
right,
others.
Right.
So
the cause and
know.
Effect, the entire cycle of cause and effect.
Right.
And so, in a way, if you want to have dharma and reach nirvana, you have to have good karma. Right. But it's funny because they both come. They both go back to Indian origins. So
mm-hmm.
I just thought it was kind of
interesting.
I don't know. But it was fun. We fell asleep. We left and went to Tijuana Flats because that's what we do in our family, okay?
Shouldn't you have eaten, like, Indian food at that point?
You know,
do
you
want to
know the
day?
Truth? You know, we love going down dirt roads. Like, if anyone followed you and I on a weekend, they would think we're insane.
They think we're insane.
And you were saying we need to do some YouTube stuff, and
yes.
We probably should. I mean, I've got some YouTube stuff just for Dr. Ginny out there. It's called
mm-hmm.
Psychic Dr. Ginny. If you ever want to look at YouTube, I've got a couple of things on there.
Right.
But
I'm talking just dumb things that we do.
Because our Adventure Saturdays are quite bizarre. And we find it hysterical. Now, do other people find it hysterical? Only that they think we're insane. But
I think a lot of people would find it very amusing.
I think so, too. And I think we are going to put up a channel that is not connected to Dr. Jenny.
No.
That is just, it's. We'll find a name for it, and it'll be
right.
But our Saturdays, let's just say there's always a lot of gray area.
Well, because they're not usually well planned.
No, they're not. But, you know, going out to the Al Capone house was really cool.
That was cool. That was fun.
And we're still doing research on that because we are determined to find the secret passages.
Yes.
You know, and so we're always looking for something unique, something different. And we traveled
right.
down dirt roads, and we did that on Saturday as well.
Oh, did
we
you?
We looked for some dirt roads because it's usually, you know, it's the less traveled roads that you
yeah,
find.
Yeah, you find cool
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or you find nothing.
Well, you know, I can recall, and I won't say the town we were in because I don't want anybody to go looking for this because it was a little scary. But I can tell you that you and I with my children went down a dirt road. Maybe there was a sign that perhaps might have said no trespassing, but I was so covered that we felt that maybe we didn't see it because we blinked.
True,
and
which we have a tendency to.
We do, and because we went to the Osama bin Laden's son's house that had all the that was really cool.
That was cool.
But anyway, we went to this other house, and we're down this dirt road. We weren't even sure it was a road, but here's the thing that I have learned through my travels over the years. When you get to a point where you realize that there's cameras and wires connected to those cameras, there is something that they are trying to protect at
yes.
the end of this lane. So, unfortunately, though, once you're on that road, we could not get off
well,
of it.
Yeah,
there
you
was
can't
no
turn
way.
Around.
No, because the vegetation was so thick, and I didn't want to get stuck in, you know, a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get to the end of it, and when we did, we found this very well-maintained house. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't want to say the town. Remember when
okay.
we were out there with the girls? And
you whisper so loud.
I just whispered to her. You don't remember that? We got there, and it looked like an old Victorian, but it was really immaculately maintained. And there were all these security cameras, and they followed you as you don't remember?
Oh, yes, I do.
It was really creepy. And then we thought, oh, my gosh, we are so in the wrong
mm-hmm.
place because no one may ever see us again. And so we turned around and drove out of there really quick. But, you know, there's a little bit of crazy excitement that goes with that.
Yeah.
And who would have thought that would have happened, you know?
You know, we way down the road that says no trespassing. Well, maybe then. There are some other new roads that are yet to be explored, so we'll be exploring them, and we will be putting them on a YouTube channel. And let me put this out there for liability reasons. Watch them, but don't try to duplicate them, because really, you want to live to see Monday. You want to live to go back to your job and complain that you're tired. Okay. So I want to thank everybody tonight. I want to thank our guest, Celtic Cammie.
She was wonderful.
She just seems like she comes out of a storybook. I don't know why. I just
love
her.
She just seems like she has such a good energy. I really enjoyed listening to her.
She's amazing and a very talented and gifted woman. And I hope she'll come back on the show again at some point down the road, because we'd love to have her.
Yeah,
definitely. I also want to thank Kenneth Dittman from Park & Second.
That was a wonderful interview.
Denver, Florida, because he did a great job with our trash and treasure, and he was able to identify all the items that we got at the estate sale. And in fact, for $15, we ended up with $150 worth of merchandise. And now we're going to take that and put it on eBay and see what it actually
sells. See what you get,
So that'll be kind of interesting. So in the end, we'll have a from start to finish, and folks can see really how that works. So I'm kind of excited to see how that works as well. Everybody have a really great week. Next week we're going to have a lot of fun. I just don't know what adventures we're going on Saturday. I know it'll be one.
I don't know. It's always kind of random.
And next Wednesday night we'll be bringing another live show right here from the Christian Psychic Cafe. So please tune in and make sure you have a happy, healthy, and safe week. Everybody take care and God bless, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.